Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I want to welcome you to the Friday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast, all presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Big thanks to them, and best of luck to Grant Niefer of RG fame for qualifying for their Golf Live Final. I saw he's in second place heading into today, so hopefully Grant can finish on top come Sunday. And good luck to him, of course, and be on the lookout for that live final as well for football over on Fantasy Draft. Guessing we see some announcements from them pertaining their NFL product here in the next week or two, so be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, they've got lots of baseball contests for you in the lobby, rake-free head-to-head, so if you're playing head-to-head games, you should be playing them over on Fantasy Draft tonight, and we thank them again for allowing us to give you free content like this, the Happy Hour Show, so check them out, support them, they are Fantasy Draft. All right, tonight, we've got a solid Friday night slate for you in Daily Fantasy Baseball, so we'll run down that. In terms of the industry news stuff, not a whole lot. Again, we had all those NFL announcements the other day. One thing I did need to tack on here that I neglected to talk about regarding the new championship leagues, which I'm excited about over on FanDuel, but I was sad to see via Twitter that apparently they're not going to have public leagues for that, which I think is a mistake because, there's this thought process that, like, everybody has friends, okay? And everybody has friends that love to play fantasy sports. And that's definitely not the truth. Now, everybody probably has a group of friends who like to play daily fantasy sports or season-long fantasy sports. But this notion that suddenly everybody's overloaded with friends that are excited about paying money to play fantasy, I think is a misnomer and not completely accurate. And I do think FanDuel's kind of dropping the ball by not offering up the ability to have a lobby of where you can jump into leagues with other people. And I think that's one of the reasons why daily fantasy sports in particular is so great, and why I think the friends leagues have kind of flopped to a certain extent, is because you really limit the number of people you appeal to. You could say, Dan, but aren't you appealing to a greater number of people? All these guys who run these casual leagues? Yes and no. Like, yes, in theory you are, but to be able to get all those people to convert is going to be very, very difficult. And I think that there's a lot of people out there who love to play in these season-long DFS hybrid leagues, but might not have the requisite number of people to be able to play in one. So why not set up public leagues where, you know, Johnny in California can play Billy in Nebraska, and, why not? Why, like, limit it to friends leagues only? And that's something that I saw and I think is a lost opportunity. Again, the goal of these sites should be to offer up as much as they can for people to join and play, and not necessarily segment things like that. And I understand maybe it's a technology issue. Maybe they don't feel like they've got the ability to do it. But these are the things that I feel should have been on the blueprint of this in the beginning, and they should have, you know, probably solicited advice from others out there and said, hey, what do you think of this? And rather than roll out a suboptimal product out of the gate like they did last year and kind of like they did with golf, I think they would have been better served to get user feedback to say, hey, you know what, this can be done better. And I think that's kind of a mistake that we've seen. So that was one thing that I'm disappointed about, and maybe in the future they'll add it, but I hate this, future, like, let's live now, like, let's get it right. the first time. And I would have loved to seen that ad, but apparently it's not going to be there. So, but one thing I'm sure we're going to be doing on FanDuel, and I'm sure that we can certainly set up via our forums or via our new chat, is, you know, some Roto Grinders league, some leagues set up, you know, just for Roto Grinders members out there, and see how you do in that format. Because again, I'm excited about it. Like, I think they nailed how you're supposed to do it. I just think there's that little element there that can always make things better, and I just think they missed the boat on that a little bit, especially in terms of, like, you know, the more of these that run, that's the more money that FanDuel will make. So, like, why not run them? Like, what's the negative? Do we think that, you know, people paying $100 up front is going to take away from how much they play week to week in daily fantasy? I don't think so. I think they're kind of two separate entities there, and I think we're seeing that success with the best ball games, you know, and I'll be curious to see if you know, some of the other sites kind of follow the lead of draft and offer some best ball, because, you know, I look at those two things completely separate. I'm basically just entering these best ball games. I'm enjoying the drafts. Come the end of the season, it's going to be like a paycheck for me, you know, and not even a paycheck, just like free money, because I've already spent it. I'm not even worried about it. And I'm not looking at that and saying, well, I only got X, Y, and Z to spend on draft. Am I going to spend it on best ball, or am I going to play the week-to-week games? No, this is like a perfect, perfect situation where it allows you to get the jump on NFL, the excitement around it. And I know, you know, talking to Jeremy, that even he was a little lukewarm about how successful best ball drafts were going to be. And they far exceeded his expectations, and their marketing push hasn't even really happened yet. So I think that was a tremendous move by them to kind of attack that underserved market. You know, the My Fantasy leagues are nice, but they're not the highest technology in the world, to say the very least. And that's obviously one thing Draft can do and has done incredibly well. So if you haven't tried that yet, make sure you use the promo code Grinders when you sign up over there at Draft with the mobile best ball games and their snake drafts. Again, pretty unique formatting there. Should be doing some good stuff with them throughout the year, so be on the lookout for that. All right, let's get to baseball for tonight. Got a nice slate for us. 10 games or so here tonight? But the pitching options leave a little bit to be desired here. You know, Chris Stratton, Edwin Jackson, Seth Lugo, Pavetta, let's see, John Gray, Jose Urena, Anibal Sanchez, Kyle Gibson. We got some really bad pitchers out there, and I'm waiting to, like, scroll and find, give me the one stud, give me the one all-star. I don't know if we have a single all-star pitching out of all these starters that we have today. And that's not a huge threshold to make, because doesn't the all-star game have, like, a crap load of people who make it every year? And obviously, I don't memorize who made the team, but the only one who might have made it, maybe Marcus Stroman, maybe Carlos Carrasco. I don't think they did. That's probably it. I mean, there's just not any good pitching on this slate today. So here's where I'm looking. There's just a couple of spots here tonight, and it could end up being pretty chalky when it's all said and done. And we'll start with Jimmy Nelson with the Brewers here today. He's really kind of morphed into an excellent pitcher here. He's definitely figured it out. The strikeouts have been, you know, certainly trending up. He's been at 20 or more DraftKings points in 4 of 5. In fact, 23 or more DraftKings points in 4 of 5. And he gets a home date against Cincinnati. Last start against the Reds, only 11 strikeouts and 7 innings, 35 DraftKings points that day. So he's been really good, you know, here over, you know, pretty much figured it out this year. And the K's 9, 7, 10, 5, 9, 6, 8, 11. Very, very steady there. And he checks in a solid enough favorite here at minus 179. The one thing to really like about him is, of course, that Homer Bailey's pitching on the opposite end, and he is terrible. He's going to give up home runs and likely, you know, give up some runs to a pretty bad Milwaukee offense right now. They haven't really been hitting the ball particularly well. He's 9,900 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he's 9,400 on Fantasy Draft. He's 19-2. I think if you're on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, he's a plug-and-play there. You're not even thinking about it because there's not a whole lot of options to go to today. And, you know, could he be a fade in GPPs? Potentially, because I think we're going to see ownership upwards of maybe like 35-40% on him tonight because the rest of these guys stink. I do feel pretty good about Jimmy Nelson tonight, you know, cash games, and I'll probably still have him in GPPs. The biggest favorite on the day, and he is a monster favorite tonight, is Rich Hill, minus 330 against San Diego with an implied run total of under 3 for the Dodgers today. And, you know, Rich Hill on DraftKings, they've got him really priced up at 12-2. On FanDuel, not nearly as bad. I think he's 93. So you could have the debate between Rich Hill versus Jimmy Nelson over there on FanDuel. But DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, they really, you know, jacked up these prices on him. And I think that it's probably a little bit too much here. Just considering that he just doesn't pitch deep into the games. His last four starts, he has not gone seven innings. Now, he did have three consecutive before then against Arizona, San Diego, and L.A., where he did go seven innings, including had a monster 11-strikeout game, 38 DraftKings points against San Diego not too long ago, opened the season with a 20 spot against San Diego. So he's pitched really well against them. It's just a matter of, does he fit the build today? And I think you got a tough time fitting him and Jimmy Nelson into a lineup. And again, it's one thing if it's a shorter slate tonight and you really need to get those pitching points in there because, you know, your options are limited for hitters. But today, there's a lot of bad pitchers out there. So that means we're probably going to see a lot of runs scored and there's likely going to be expensive bats that we're going to want to roster here tonight. So, I think he's, you know, going to pitch fine tonight. It's getting to that number on DraftKings. I haven't done a mock DraftKings lineup yet tonight, but I got to doubt he's going to be on it. I just don't know if he's going to make the cut kind of at that price point. So that's a really iffy spot for me tonight. FanDuel, if you want to put him in your rotation over there with Jimmy Nelson, I've got no problem on it. Dodgers should get rolling tonight and score some runs. A few other names to throw out there that I think are interesting. Danny Duffy against the White Sox. White Sox have been, you know, been really good versus left-handed pitching all season long, but they have lost a handful of those bats in trades. But and we saw them hit up Dallas Keuchel the other day. So I do have a little bit of pause in rolling Danny Duffy out there in this matchup, but Vegas really likes him. A 146 road favorite for him is kind of surprising. And if you look at his numbers, four of his last six, he's gone for 20 DraftKings points or more. The problem is we're not like a big discount here. 8,700 FanDuel, 9,200 on DraftKings. Fantasy Draft, I think he's probably around that 19K. Or 17-7 over on Fantasy Draft. So you could probably fit him there. I mean, he's fine as an alternative to he's fine as an alternative to like Rich Hill today because you're gonna save a good chunk of money. What did I say? 12-2 for Rich Hill, I believe, on DraftKings. Like, man, that is a big number for him tonight. So yeah, like I get that move, but again, there's a little bit more risk there in the matchup, potentially. Carlos Carrasco, another guy to look at here. His salary a good bit cheaper, $9,700, than we have over there for Rich Hill. But he's been back down to earth his last couple of starts. And even the starts before then, like, if you're spending $9,700, you want 20 DraftKings points from your pitcher, I would say. And he hasn't reached that threshold in five consecutive starts. Been a while. And now gets Tampa Bay tonight, a team that obviously has a lot of strikeouts in them, but the one start against Tampa this season went really poorly for him. Gave up five earned runs, had, four DraftKings points in three innings. So that's a tick against him. Vegas, they're not in love with it. Fari on the other side is not a bad pitcher. Minus 131 on the road. I'm okay with him. Again, just because the salary and the K upside is going to be there against Tampa, but I don't think he's like a plug and play, you know, easy kind of like put him in your lineup and move on type of play for us tonight. And then, you know, Talion versus Marcus Stroman. The problem is, Stroman is at 10-9 on DraftKings tonight. That's just too expensive. I think I like those other guys better. And then Talion, I don't mind him. I think he's a decent enough pitcher. Had a nice 8-strikeout game against San Diego his last time out. Had 2 really rough starts against Cincinnati and San Francisco. But I feel like he can get us 20 DraftKings points at 8,100. Like, I feel like that's in the cards for him today. So I like the little price decrease we get on him. He's not a crapper by any measure, but, price-wise, but I think that he could fit our build tonight. And that's really all I'm looking at. I mean, you could maybe make a small case for John Gray against Jose Urena. I mean, again, Stanton, I think, hit another one last night. Guy's just freaking locked in at the plate right now. But Gray has really kind of turned it around the last 2 starts against Philadelphia and Washington. So he's 8,600. Again, I wish he was a little bit cheaper. If he's in the 7Ks, I might take a shot at him. FanDuel, they've got him at 7,900 over there, so maybe a little bit cheaper. I don't hate him tonight because, Jose Urena could get lit up by this Rockies offense. I know they're not good on the road, but I don't really, I'm not sold on Jose Urena much at all. So, and then you got Charlie Morton against the Texas Rangers tonight. And this is an interesting game here. Houston minus 120, so barely a favorite against the Rangers. And both projection models I looked at today had Cole Hamels popping for me as plays in their their optimal lineups. He's 8,200 on DraftKings, and he is 8,200 on FanDuel. And yes, his last start against Minnesota, really good. 33 DK points, 5 strikeouts, went a complete game for you there. That was a nice start for him. But I'm not ready to just suddenly buy into Cole Hamels here against the Houston Astros. I don't know if you are, but I'm certainly not, especially in 95-degree heat here today. Again, a lot of the models that I'm looking at will change throughout the day, and maybe they will, but that was one thing that surprised me. The projection they had at him was at about 20 DK points tonight, and I'm like, the Astros just aren't going to – just not bad all of a sudden. Like, they could still score some runs, and Hamels is a guy who's had, like, 1 good start here. Like, I mean, let's look at the track record, the rest of the starts we've had for Hamels, and see – for that 82 price, 8,200, let's see, 33 was a monster start for him. 16, probably not cutting it. 14, probably not cutting it. -3. Then had a streak of 24, 30, 25 against Kansas City, the Angels, and the White Sox. Those are 3 really terrible hitting teams because I'm pretty sure Trout was not playing back then. Got lit up by Cleveland. Minnesota, 9 DK points. So, I'm just not really buying it against a good hitting team here in Houston. So, no thanks. But on the flip side, there's something baked in that line that surprises me at Morton at only minus 120. And I think I'm just going to pass on this game with arms altogether. And I'm not saying, like, load up with bats here today. But, again, this is a really good hitting environment and could be, sneaky because kind of surprised we didn't get a total over 10 in this game. Kind of thought that we would. In regards to that, highest totals on the board today, Cubs and Diamondbacks at 10. A lot of 9.5s out there and a 10.5 in Detroit. Kyle Gibson against Anibal Sanchez in that game with a 10.5, which is kind of high. And Nationals, Giants expecting some rain out there, so it's hard to get too excited about that game. Potentially, we're seeing 7 p.m., 22%, then 40, then 39, then 63, then 52. So we'll have to keep our eye on the weather there with Kevin Roth. But a total of 10 out there in Washington. Okay, let's get into the bats tonight. See what is popping for us today at each given position, and we'll get things started with the catcher spot here today. And you know, Buster Posey gets Edwin Jackson tonight. I don't know about you, but I love taking any good bat against Edwin Jackson tonight. And he's under 4K over there on DraftKings, 3,300 over on FanDuel. So he's a guy that I'm looking squarely at today. If you want to go under 3K in that high total game, you've got James McCann. I know the preference is to play him versus lefties, but against Kyle Gibson, I've got zero qualms with that one whatsoever. So he's a guy that could be a value option for you if you want to get some Rich Hill into your life here tonight. I've been playing the beef Wellington Castillo. Didn't let me down last night. 3,400 against Paul Blackburn. Don't love the lineup order, so probably going to be a GPP play more than anything. We'll see what the Dodgers roll out at catcher today. Austin Barnes could be your play against the lefty. He is really good numbers. Pretty small sample. Not the worst sample, but 393 WOBA, 284 in that ISO. And I think you're going to see the Dodgers potentially score a mess of runs tonight. So if Austin Barnes is in that lineup today, he's a guy that we can certainly look at for our lineups. And Robinson Chirinos, 309 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. Charlie Morton, a guy I'm not afraid to use players against with that hot temperature, feels like a really solid play. And last but not least is Alex Avila, assuming he cracks the lineup here today against Taiwan Walker. If he doesn't, it'll probably be Mr. Contreras out there. But if he's in the lineup, nice mid-tier salary on him tonight. Let's see. Let's move on to the first base position. We'll see how these lineups kind of take form. I had some Chris Davis in my life last night until he did not end up cracking the lineup, which is kind of disappointing because Chris Davis is pretty cheap against Paul Blackburn tonight at 2.9K. If he is in that lineup, he's certainly a guy that we got to look at. I have a tough time not looking at Miguel Cabrera again today. I know I've uttered these words, he's too cheap, and then he gives you like one hit. But this does have the highest total on the day today. You know, he has been double digits in 1, 2, 3 of his last 6 games, which is kind of what you're looking for at 3,400. You know, hasn't hit a home run for a while. He's had one home run since July the 16th. Only one home run in that span. So I'm not saying it's he's due situation here, but against Kyle Gibson, I can roll him out at a depressed price today and feel pretty good about it. So he and Chris Davis, very good. Play them both over there on Fantasy Draft today where you can play multiple first basemen. Let's see. We've also got Anthony Rizzo out there against Taiwan Walker. Great ballpark for him to rake in here tonight. And he's probably a high-dollar option if you're finding yourself, you know, being able to save at starting pitching. He's a guy to look at. And Matt Adams against Adam Wainwright, who's kind of washed up. 3.4K the salary on him. He's kind of come back down to earth lately, but I don't mind him in this matchup here today. Goldie's fine, but way too expensive for me at 5.4. Those are the names that I'm looking at today. I think that kind of covers it. Maybe, you know, Matt Olson, 2.5K against Ubaldo today, potentially for Oakland tonight. If he bats in that 6-hole, that's a really nice price for him. And V-Mart, I didn't talk about him. I don't love V-Mart, but 2.4K again in that high total game. So there are some value options. First base doesn't have to be a pay-up spend spot for us tonight. All right, let's move on to second base where Neil Walker, just too cheap. You know, the DraftKings algorithm clearly does not like Neil Walker because they continue to price him at like 2.7K. He's actually more expensive on FanDuel than DraftKings. So play him over there in DK. Excellent, excellent spot for him tonight. Logan Forsythe as well, under 3,500 on DraftKings, 34 on FanDuel as well. A 416 WOBA this season against the lefties, raked against them last year as well. So he's probably going to be top five in that order tonight. So you might want to get a piece of him today. Robinson Cano, if you're going over 4K, looking solid against Nolasco at that price point, 362. Weighted OBA, 219 isolated power against righties this season, so get you some exposure there. Dozier's been swinging a pretty hot stick lately, if memory serves me. Let me bring up the old game log on Brian Dozier. But he gets Anibal Sanchez tonight, and yeah, that's a fine little matchup for him. Let's see. Took the bagel against Milwaukee yesterday, but 39-41. Took a bagel, 22-6-43. So we've seen enormous upside in Brian Dozier here lately. And a game that's, you know, again, projected to score a lot of runs here tonight. I think we prefer him versus lefties, but I'm not shying away on playing Brian Dozier tonight, even at a pretty high salary, 4.6. But if you don't like the value options, it might be a good contrarian play with, you know, people wanting to pay down for a guy like Neil Walker tonight. Rougned Odor, I don't mind him against Charlie Morton today at 3-4. I know Morton's not a guy we look to really pick on against, but Odor's hit it well over the last month or so. So salary just feels too cheap on him for me. Let's quickly see. I think we covered all of our second basemen that we're looking at. Third base as well. And, you know, I mentioned Logan Forsythe, and he might be even a better play over there at third base for you. So really good value on him today. So I like Logan Forsythe. Let's see. We've got Matt Chapman super cheap tonight against Ubaldo Jimenez. 289 ISO against righties tonight. And Ubaldo obviously can give it up. So Chapman could be a path to Rich Hill as well. If you're looking to pay up, Ronaldo Lopez on the mound for the White Sox. So Mike Moustakas, really like him today. He has been as elite as anybody in the league versus right-handed pitching this year with a 289 ISO. And I think he is a guy that I'm looking long and hard at today. Justin Turner against Clayton Richard, really expensive. I think he's leading the league in hitting. And the numbers versus lefties, 404 average, good. 517 WOBA, good. 357 ISO, really, really good. So the guy has been incredible so far this season. Dodgers should score a mess of runs tonight. So never going to say you're doing it wrong by putting him into your team. Chris Bryant tonight, best hitting environment on the board today in Arizona at 4-5. Just really expensive. I probably would just get Justin Turner at 4-6, but obviously if you're stacking Cubs, you're going to have him in your lineup. And then lastly, Travis Shaw. You know, we hadn't talked a lot about the Milwaukee bats tonight, but Shaw is a guy we got to look at a good bit here today against Homer Bailey, another one who has been excellent against righties. And yeah, I'd say that Homer Bailey profiles as a not-so-good righty. So put two and two together. Those are your third base options for you tonight. Okay, and lastly, we get shortstop. Oh, the dreaded shortstop position. It's never good when Elcides Escobar ends up showing up on, you know, some of your projection models that you look at. Maybe I should be looking at different ones because I don't like that guy, but he's 2.2K against Ronaldo Lopez here tonight. So I'm not saying he's completely useless, but I probably am not playing him. Brandon Crawford, though, today. Edwin Jackson, if that game goes, it looks like the weather's going to hold out. You get a really nice salary on him against a pretty trash pitcher there in Jackson. So I like Crawford today. Semien as well against Ubaldo. Excellent spot in the order. Salary is too cheap. He might actually be the chalk at this position tonight, just because he doesn't cost enough. And then last night, punched a ticket to the DK opening weekend kickoff party. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, but I got the free accommodations for it thanks to Kiki. That's right, Enrique Hernandez. Love him always against lefties, and he's kind of come into his own this year. 405 WOBA, 354 ISO, so nice power there, and a moderate price tag today. So he's a guy I used last night at shortstop and can easily go back there today for a Dodgers team that I think should be able to score a pile of runs tonight. Let's see. Trying to see if there's any other options for us, even on the price ups today. Cozart against Jimmy Nelson, I don't see it. Arcia's interesting because he's 4-1. People aren't going to want to pay $4,100 for Orlando Arcia batting eighth. But it is against Homer Bailey, and it is sometimes the old DraftKings algorithm is telling me something here. And I think he's a shrewd GPP play today because nobody's going to be on him. If they're going to go up that high, I don't see them really spending on a guy like Orlando Arcia. So he's a guy that definitely is popping a little bit for me today. Not in like price per dollar wise, but in GPP play, definitely a guy to look at tonight. All right, let's get to our final position. That is our outfield. Then we'll talk about maybe a few stacks we're looking at. And we will mosey on out of here and let you get to building your own lineups tonight. All right, we got Chris Davis. Chris with the K, Davis, 4,300 against Ubaldo Jimenez. Let me see if I can't bring up the old Ubaldo BVP here because he's probably going to have a handful of starts against this lineup. So let me see what we got here. Matt Joyce leading off as well, 3,700. Not a whole lot here. Let's see. Josh Fegley, 4-for-7 with a double. Marcus Semien, 2-for-6. Rajay, 1-for-8. Joyce, 1-for-8. Jed Lowry, inexplicably hitless. And then Chris Davis, a single, 0-for-4 against Ubaldo tonight. So Davis, though, just excellent numbers here so far this season. 305 is that WOBA. So, 305 is that ISO. 375 is the WOBA. He and Matt Olson. I mean, if you wanted to stack up Oakland, you could probably get an Oakland stack in super cheap and get the top two pitchers if you want to go that route tonight. I'm not saying that is the number one route to go. And when I say top two, for me, that's probably Rich Hill and Jimmy Nelson. And Rich Hill is just so expensive. So, but Oakland guys really, really underpriced here tonight. Mookie Betts against Jaime Garcia today at 4.6. Aaron Judge against the lefty Eduardo Rodriguez. I've been playing Aaron Judge a lot, and I probably should be playing the other big home run hitter because he's the one that's locked in right now at the plate. That, of course, being Giancarlo Stanton, but it's been four games since he hit home run. I guess he had one against Cleveland, but we're seeing is them pitching around him. Walks in four consecutive games, five in the last four games as well. So when you get on base, gives you opportunities to also get runs scored, which is good. 4,400 is a reasonable enough salary on Aaron Judge, where I think he's in play tonight. Eric Thames against Homer Bailey. His numbers have kind of flattened out a little bit as the year's gone on, but certainly am fine with him today at that price point, 4,100 against Homer Bailey. I don't know much about Chris Stratton. Adam Lind, Bryce Harper, I'm not going to say you're doing it wrong, but I think weather is going to be a little dicey out there for that matchup, so be a little bit careful of that one. David Peralta leading off against John Lackey today at 4.2. I like this handedness matchup for him today. Got a nice stolen base yesterday. We know the Cubs, you can definitely steal on this team, and he's been pretty good over the last about 7 to 8 games. So check him out, 3,300 on FanDuel, and think in the mid fours over there on DK tonight. Let's see a few other outfielders for us. Adam Lind, again, he's really cheap on FanDuel at 2,300. So he is a play there. Domingo Santana as well on FanDuel at just 31 against Homer Bailey. And Kiki Hernandez is outfield eligible over there on FanDuel at 2,200. So that's where you're going to find a lot of value there. Let's see. Trout, 57. I don't think he's going to make my builds tonight. Just too expensive of a bat, I believe. And, you know, I think the, you know, Paul Blackburn, if you want to take some bats against him, you know, we saw Mark Trumbo take one deep last night. So I don't actually hate him versus righties here today. And moderately priced today on DraftKings at 3,300. Only had one hit, but does bring you that kind of power upside. So he was on team qualify for DraftKings party yesterday and did me well. So way to go, Trumbom, or Trumbo for the Trumbom. Ben Zobrist, pretty cheap there, 3,300 leading off against Taijuan Walker. I'm not in love with it, but I can go with it a little bit. And then Kyle Schwarber as well, nice salary on him at 3,600. Great hitting environment, and we know he does certainly bring some power to the table. That's about all he brings to the table, but he does bring some power to the table. All right, I am done for tonight, this week, and I'll be back on Tuesday, Mangone, and I believe the Giants will have you covered on Monday's podcast. I'm coming back from the whole FanDuel championship event. Going to be doing some emceeing for that this weekend, and good luck to everybody who's participating in that one. It's always great to kind of meet everybody at these live finals, so I'll be heading up to Chi-Town for that, my hometown. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't realize that. Even though I've been morphed into a Florida boy, about 16 years of my life in Chicago since like kindergarten. So I guess it's been a while. So got some good friends there, and always look forward to going back this time of year. Not so much in the middle of winter. This time of year, looking absolutely beautiful up there in Chicago. So should be a good weekend away for that. But thank you guys so much for the listen, the download, being a part of Roto Grinders, this community. Be on the lookout. I think today you're going to get an announcement on our NFL premium, on what we're going to have for you. And it's going to be fabulous. And of course, our media announcement will probably happen another week or so after that. And we're going to be doing some exciting stuff on that front as well. So we're so happy to have you a part of what we do. Hopefully you're finding this podcast and the number of tools that we build for you just, you know, a part of your daily research, still allowing you to use Lineup Builder for free. You know, there's other really great sites out there that you know, offer things like Lineup Builder, but I know people often don't have $50 a month to spend on it to do it. So we're happy to kind of provide you with that tool right now, absolutely free on Roto Grinder. So good luck in your contest tonight. Last couple of cues available for DraftKings, so make sure you get on over there if you want to try and win your ticket out to Colorado for that live final. That's going to be in a couple of weeks. And I'm out of here. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Good luck in your contest tonight and through the weekend. And we will see you.